Ian Smith's had a good match here.
Stumped by Smithy.
Ian Smith really is top class at his job.
29 away from midday here on Mornings with Ian Smith. And Smithy, you ready to go, mate? You've been doing the mental gymnastics all morning.
Yeah, I just did some calisthenics. You might have seen it on camera, actually.
I did see that.
Nice, loose and fit, Fetty, ready for this confrontation. I'm also ready to win one, I can tell you that, Ricardo. I've got no idea of the categories that you've picked out for today. Who's our first candidate on the line?
We've got Mike from Manawatu. G'day, Mike. How are you?
Morning, gentlemen. I am good. Smithy sounds pretty pumped.
Yeah, well, Mike, I've got to say, you're due a win for something down there in Manawatu. And
I think we just hit a few records, didn't we?
tough season for those of us who can remember the halcyon days. It's a little bit tough to take. Staffy, I know, is one that bleeds Manawatu blood, and he's suffering a wee bit, but they'll bounce back. These things come in cycles, and they'll be back.
All right, you ready?
Oh, you got to go down to come up.
You do that. Mikey, are you ready for the Central Vikings derby here on Stump with Smithy then?
The Central Vikings. Oh, yes,
please. Mate, do you want to go golf? Do you want to go cricket? Or do you want to go NFL?
Golf.
Golf it is. All right, Smithy, here we go. This is going to be interesting to see how you get on here, because golf is one of Smithy's strong suits. First question. Which course hosted this year's President's Cup? Give us an answer, mate.
One of the worst things I have ever seen done on a cricket field.
Smithy, can you stump him?
Yeah, I can. I watched it. I watched every second shot that I could damn well watch, actually. It was Quail Hollow.
Just a couple of chips down the wicket, right in the slot, and away it goes.
Nicely done, Smithy. Sorry, Mike. You'll have to go again. Manawatu lose another one to the Hawke's Bay.
No worries.
We got up next, Brian.
This is Jared from Christchurch.
Jared from Christchurch. G'day, Jared.
Yeah,
how are you, mate?
How are you? Thank you.
Jared,
how are you?
How do you go on the golf, man?
Not too bad. It's going to be tough, but as long as it's not too far back, I might be okay.
The second question isn't too far back, mate. Cameron Smith won the most recent LIV Golf event in Chicago. How much were his earnings in US dollars for that victory?
To the nearest what, Ricardo?
To the nearest million.
I think it's $4 million they win, isn't it?
Just a couple of chips down the wicket, right in the slot, and away it goes.
Yeah, $4 million. He finished 13 under par. So well done. You're on the right track, Jared. You got one more. You get this $50 from the TAB. Could be yours. At the end of the 2021 season, Phil Mickelson was 33rd in the world golf rankings. What is Lefty's current ranking?
Oh, God.
Jesus. he's had a bad run of form. I only got 104.
One of the worst things I have ever seen done on a cricket field.
Well, I think one of the worst things is probably harsh, and it's probably harsh, but Smithy, can you stump him? Can you stump Jared?
No, look, it's just a throw a dart at the number, actually, and I'm going to come up with, I'm not even sure he's that high anymore. I thought he'd slip down a lot further. I thought he was down in the 200s. So I'm going to go 187th.
One of the worst things I have ever seen done on a cricket
field. You lads were either side. 132 in the world is where Lefty sits now.
Oh, God.
Wow.
So, okay. Oh, well, it's good news for bad news for Phil, because I suppose he's running out of money at this point. really
stay away from Vegas.
Really good. No, really good news for Jared, though. Really good news for Jared, because Jared, you are a winner this morning on the basis that we weren't able to be correct. But that's just fine. That's just fine. Canterbury win the NPC, you think?
I hope so. It'd be good to have the log of wood back too at some stage. It's been a while.
Would you go if they had the Ranfurly Shield? Would you go
to watch?
Yep. Would you go? You mean? Would it make you want to go?
Yeah, absolutely. I think so, yeah. I think it's just the history behind it. And yeah, it's, I mean, getting us a stadium will be a plus. I think that holds a lot of people back.
Oh, well, you can hold on for another 6 years till you get it then. That'd be great.
Well, as long as the Crusaders keep making the final, mate, we'll all turn up.
Yeah, I'm sure you will, Jared. Okay, I hope that Canterbury Rugby gets its due support as well, because at the end of the day, that's where it all comes from. Club rugby and then Canterbury through to the Crusaders, that's where the production line starts. So let's hope so. Hey, anyway, Jared, just stay with Brian for a second or two just to confirm your details. I'll get their money to you as soon as possible, mate. Well done. Congratulations.
Thanks, Smithy. Cheers, mate.
There you go.
Have a good day. Okay, yeah, Ricardo, so, but did you set those questions?
No, I don't know who wrote the golf questions. Oh, Logan. Logan wrote the golf questions, so there you go.
How am I supposed to know? How's anyone supposed to know? I know Ryan Fox is 25 because it's in the news, but they don't, you know, you've got to dig deep, and I haven't got time to do that kind of stuff. Are we going to... We need to have a bit of an AGM about some of these questions.
All right.
A special unauthorised AGM just to sit around and say, these questions have got to be answerable. Answerable.
Answerable.
You get my drift.
Yeah.
Too many people win by me not knowing or them not knowing.
Yeah.
I've got to put this to the board.
Okay.
In the...